Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today we have another installment of our segment, Investing Shorts, and where we focus on mindset and success habits and tips, et cetera, all sorts of different kinds of things. And I'm very excited to welcome back Eric Nelson to the show. Eric, welcome back.
Oh, Suja, thanks so much. I'm excited for this second session.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. So if you all don't know, Eric has his own show called The Real Estate Mindset, and he is all about mindset. So really excited to talk with you today, Eric. Tell us about, you know, a habit that has contributed to your growth and success, or multiple.
Yeah. So it's funny, like, I think like a lot of people, and you know, I will say that I am an engineer. So like, I kind of have this linear thinking brain. And I think early on, like, I just wanted to know how to invest in real estate. I was like, okay, get me to the meat and potatoes, like give me the directions kind of. But when I like took a step back and actually thought about like the mindset piece of beginning that journey, I realized that's as valuable or probably more valuable than any like true tools you can learn. And so again, early on in my journey, like I didn't really focus on it. And so people would talk about like morning routines and stuff. And I was just like, eh, like I'll just wake up, have some coffee, get to going at it kind of thing. But what I started doing maybe like 2 years ago was purposefully getting up before everyone else, like spending some time just myself, right? And it's like morphed over time what it looks like. Right now, like I do a little bit of like yoga or some movement of some kind. I do some journaling specifically around like gratitudes, like what are some things I'm really grateful for? And then what's like one major thing that can move the needle for that day? Like, cause you know, email gets really busy and like, you know, just a lot of stuff gets in the way. But if you can select one thing that's like, you're okay, what can get me furthest today? And I do all that before anyone else really wakes up. And it's not that long. Like it's not like hours long, right? It kind of sets my mind right for the day. And so that's probably the one really cool technique that like lots of people talk about morning routines. And I kind of just like, yeah, blew it off, but it really is pretty powerful. So if you're a listener and you've never tried it, I encourage you to like give yourself some space in the morning, be intentional about, you know, having a routine and setting yourself up, and it's pretty powerful.
Yeah, for sure. You know, one thing that I always, when I think about the morning routine, I'm curious how you handle it. Like I also, for me, I mean, I want to sleep, you know, I value my sleep, right? So I feel like it's, I have to go to sleep on time in order to be able to think about doing my morning routine. Is that something that you are careful about, and how does that play in?
Yeah, good question. So first of all, like, I think I have young kids. So I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. And so like life has changed since kids in pretty much every way, but specifically to the mornings, like once they're up, it's like crazy town. And then, yeah, you're pretty exhausted by the end of the day, but I am kind of a night owl, honestly. Like that's why the morning routine was so hard for me. It was like, I wake up a little bit more. I want to spend time with my wife. I tend to like have a clear mind in the evening. So I've had to kind of push that back a little, and yes, like start to go to bed a little bit earlier. What I've actually noticed is I'm not going to bed that much earlier, but what's actually happening is my body is somehow adjusted to like sleep slightly less. I think what's happening is I'm just getting better quality sleep. And so what I'll say about waking up is like, I've seen this said a bunch of different ways. So this definitely isn't my stuff that I'm stealing right now, but like it's the days that you don't want to are the days that set you apart. And like, there's a million analogies to working out that you can use for like all kinds of stuff, but it does work in this case too, is like the days you go to the gym when you don't want to, which happens to be quite a few days. Like some people just don't enjoy working out, but if you do it on the days you don't want to, that's what sets you apart. And the other thing about it is that works with working out as an analogy as well, is like, you never regret going. Like you never like, oh man, I went to the gym, I'm like so mad at myself. Whereas the opposite is true. Like if you skip the gym or skip something you want to do, you're kind of bummed about it. And so the morning routine has kind of become that way for me, where it's like a lot of days I want to hit the snooze button. But I've basically said in my mind, like the days I don't hit the snooze button, the days I get up and do this routine are what's going to really kind of help me be the best version of myself. And so that's why it like kind of keeps me going in that way. And it's the same with exercise. Like some days you just don't want to. But I think it's a key part of like life in general, about especially me personally. I just have a better mentality. I'm a better father if I have exercise. And so I just say, okay, it's something maybe I don't want to do it today. I'm going to go for it. And then 100% of the time, if I work out, I'm glad I did. So yeah. You kind of have to like have that long, little bit longer term, like I'll be glad I did this, even though I don't want to right now.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Oh yeah, for sure. Totally. I mean, that's so true with pretty much any habit, right? And it is a challenge, right? Like you still have to get over that hump of getting to that point where you crave it rather than where it's something that you know will have benefits, some, you know, will have long-term before your mind really understands that on a subconscious level. And yeah, what kind of tips do you have for helping people develop that consistency? You know, because I mean, a lot of people start habits and they're like, okay, I'm going to do this morning routine or, you know, anything else. And then, you know, obviously like sometimes people don't stick with it.
Yeah. I think, so I have like two really good tips. The first one is like start the easier habit before the habit. So like a good example would be like set your journal out on your nightstand or wherever you want to journal the night before. And it's like one little thing where your mind's like, well, that's already there. You know, like I might as well just get up and start writing. Again, like with exercise, for example, is like if you're going to exercise in the morning, whenever it is, set your exercise stuff out the night before, like literally right next to the bed. So that if you like get out of bed, your feet are going to hit your shoes basically. So it's almost like the habit before the habit that's easier, because sometimes the night before is easier to like get your mind like, okay, I'm going to do this in the morning and not skip. And then the second like really cool trick I have is to never miss twice. So just in your calendar, like write an X or something like for every day that you do it, whatever habit you're trying to do. And if you miss one, because you're inevitably going to sometimes, just like never miss twice in a row. It's like, okay, well, I missed the gym today or I missed my morning routine today. You know, don't beat yourself up. Say, okay, cool. Tomorrow I won't miss because I don't miss twice. So those are kind of two tricks to like keep you on track with some new habits. And they don't have to be like crazy hard either. You know, like the morning routine thing, like I described mine, I do like 20 minutes of yoga. And everything else can be jammed into like 10 minutes. So it's really 30 minutes. I mean, I try for a little longer, but it's not like this. I'm never going to wake up before. I'm never that person. So I have to be realistic with who I am too, you know, rather than trying to like this monster change. If you wake up at 8 and you try to jump to 4, you're going to be completely crushed. More, I think a better example would be like, if you wake up at 7, try for 6:30 for a while. And then pretty soon it's really not hard.
Yeah, for sure. Really good stuff. So then you do 20 minutes of yoga. And then after that, you said journaling, gratitude. And then what's one thing that'll move the needle? Is that right?
Exactly. Yep. So love like three gratitudes, and it's pretty easy. Just like things you're thankful for. And then, what's the one thing that can majorly move the needle towards my goal, you know, or whatever the next goal is. And it kind of keeps you on path. Like everything else can be done tomorrow or the next day, or maybe I'll get to it all. But this one thing really needs to happen today for me to have like longer term success.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome. Well, I love that tip so much. And just to reiterate your tips for when you are developing a habit, I think those are some really good tips. Number one was prepare yourself the day before. Like if it's exercising, put your shoes by your bed or your journal, wherever it is you want to journal. That's easy. And prepare yourself. And then the other one was don't miss twice. I love it so much. Awesome. Yeah, well, thank you, Eric. Yeah, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on again.
Yeah, you too. And yeah, please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and your show and your company and anything else you want to share.
Awesome. Yeah. Podcast is called The Real Estate Mindset. So check it out. And then my company is called Wild Oak Capital. We do multifamily syndications and you can reach out anytime. My email is at eric@wildoakcapital.com.
Awesome. Well, I hope you all take some time. Please check out Eric's show and Wild Oak Capital. Thank you, Eric, so much for coming on. Really loved it. And we'll see you next time.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.